This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. I love it. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I know there's so many other things you're going to be doing, so many other shows you're going to be listening to, but you chose this one. And to me, it's a big deal. Right? Tonight is Gremlin night again. I mean, seriously. It seems like every couple of nights, the gremlins get into the equipment and nothing seems to work right. But I do get a kick out of it more than anything else. Right? I always appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And there is a lot going on. There is a lot happening that you need to be part of, that you need to understand. I mean, in all sincerity. So that you know what's happening, you know the reason it's happening, and you know how to push back on it. I try to inform you here, like I said, Brad Dacus is going to join us here in a few minutes. He is the founder and president of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. And when it comes to law and the legal system, and him protecting parental rights, it's a big deal. In all sincerity, it is a big deal. And when he comes on shows like mine, you know, you stop, you pay attention, and you learn. Because your kids, we've done stories around, was it Child Protective Services, and how much power they have, or seem to have. Now, we think they have a lot more power than they actually have, but he's taught me and others and has up on his website how you can push back on them. You still have rights. When they show up at your door, they are not the most powerful agency on the planet, unlike the IRS. You still have rights. You don't have to let them in your house. Did you know you can make an appointment with them? They can't touch you or your kids unless they're sure that they suspect or sure that they're in imminent danger. Well, they're not. Most of the time, I should hope. Right? So again, I said, you know, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep, Trump has won the primary here in, not here, but in Ohio, Florida, and Illinois. He's run the primaries, of course. But, you know, back to Brad and Pacific Justice Institute. That's why it's so important to make sure you have the right people on your side, that you know who's working for you. Right? That you know that they're going to fight for you, that they actually, they're not just a lawyer. I mean, they've been at it. They understand it. They know what's happening. And they've fought these kind of fights before. That's the other thing, too. Just don't let anybody who's decided to help you out help you out. Well, you need to make sure that they know what they're talking about, know what they're doing. They're willing to fight. They have fought, and they have won in the past. So just amazing. Somebody just sent me this. That's great. DeSantis was on the show today, and he said, listen, it's really simple. You drop those Haitian migrants off in Miami, and if Biden tries to block us from deporting them back, no problem. We will take them, and we would dump them all in Martha's Vineyard. God, gotta love the guy. In an interview with the radio host Dana Lash, DeSantis responded to growing concern that thousands, if not millions, of Haitians could attempt to reach the United States illegally over the next few weeks. And they're coming into the Florida shores by boat. He said, the problem is when you get a situation like Florida, they have people in our state and we want to fly them back, say, to Haiti. We have to get clearance in order to be able to do that. Now, if you wanted to fly someone to South American country, wherever they are from, it becomes a bit more difficult as the federal government is going to tell them not to accept our planes. So you get pretty bad. He said, I definitely think we can help put them back over the border if they come across in Texas, Arizona. I'd be willing to help do that, he said. I think those states really have no other choice but to keep pushing them back. It's a little bit different from a maritime state like us. We really have to get them before they reach the shores. That's why we're working so hard to do that. That's why we're working with the Coast Guard and other organizations to do that. He went on to say, if migrants do reach the shores, they could be sent straight to the wealthy and heavily Democratic Massachusetts town of Martha's Vineyard. Barack Obama lives there. He owns a multi-million-dollar home there. He says, we do have a transport program also that's going to be operational. So if the Haitians land in Florida, or the Florida Keys, right, their next stop may very well be Martha's Vineyard. Which is great. I love it. I think it's exactly what he should do. You know what I mean? Okay, let's see if I can play this and you can hear it right from his own mouth.
The problem when you get to a situation like Florida is if they have people in our state and we wanted to fly them, say, back to Haiti, you have to get clearance to be able to do that. If you wanted to fly somebody to a South American country, wherever they're from, it becomes a little bit more difficult because the federal government's going to tell the host countries not to accept our...
I always blow that with the timing. Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming with Brad Dacus when we return.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
My friend, we are back and ready to fight. Let me tell you what, never afraid to fight. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, always love having Brad Dacus on with me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, Brad, we always get talking, and then sometimes I forget, or we get really rushed at the end to talk about PJI. So why don't you talk about it now so I don't screw it up?
Sure thing. Right. Yeah, well, I founded Pacific Justice Institute back in 1997 with the help of Attorney General Ed Meese, and we now have 30-plus offices coast-to-coast, handling over 220 cases in active litigation. We do all our work without charge. We defend religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights against the government, whether it's a public school or a social worker. And we also defend the sanctity of human life. We not only handle litigation, we have a full-time legislative council that works with legislatures across the state, different state legislators to help them pass good bills and making great progress. And then we're also enabling, churches, for example, to have their voice heard this election by registering voters on Sunday morning. So there's a lot of different things we're involved in, but we're really making a difference so that our kids will have a better future.
Yes, you are, and I know that. I was talking about the CPS issues earlier and said that you're one of the few organizations up on your website. You've got information on how to beat that or how to, make sure that they just don't run over you, because you had said once they get your child, it's almost impossible to get them back, right?
Yeah. Some parents do get their kids back, but people need to realize that social workers have every bit incentive. Most of them do. There's a few out there with good hearts, but most of them are pulled by the incentive, which is every child they take, they get $8,000 plus per head for every child they take for the local county agency. And we've had social workers, good guys, call us and say, hey, I don't know what to do because they want me to take this kid from this, this wonderful Christian family, and they're complaining I'm not taking enough kids. He goes, but I can't take kids from wonderful families. I just can't do that. This is in Sacramento, but this is all over. This is all over, and particularly in states like California, Oregon, Washington, New York, Illinois, Chicago areas. So these are very problematic, and we have on our website, as you know, a fantastic resource. Every family in America should have it, and it's free. They can download it for free. It's 12 steps to protect your children from CPS or social workers, and they can download that for free, and every family should have that on hand immediately available so they know what to do when a social worker calls them or knocks on their door. The stakes could never be higher. Now they're even taking kids. If you as a parent find your child is gender confused, allegedly, or is experimenting sexually, and you don't want to promote either of those, social workers will take your kids for that reason.
Wow.
And they'll put them in a family, a quote-unquote progressive family, with different lifestyles and different morals, and it's just a terrible, terrible situation that families are facing across the nation. And so this is a very important resource that every family should download at pji.org, pji.org.
All right, a lot of cases hitting the Supreme Court, like drinking water from a fire hose at this point, right?
Right.
And all kinds of stuff happening. Do you want to hit any one in particular? You want to go for it or what?
Yeah, I could say
take it and run.
Yeah, the pronoun cases, we're taking those cases are moving forward. Teachers being fired because they refuse to lie to parents and affirm gender confusion on a child or use pronouns that are harmful to a child by their conscience. And, businesses being shut down because Korean spa because they don't let a man go in naked with women and their daughters. That's up in Washington State. We're taking that up on appeal. So we have a lot of school districts in New Jersey. We're taking on the Attorney General. He's ordering all teachers to lie to parents. And other parents, people just losing their jobs because they're not willing to use pronouns and affirm a lie. So this is really important, and these are really hot cases, and this is a new wave of cases and travesty. And I'm confident with the Supreme Court we have because the appointments by President Donald Trump, those three critical judges that he appointed to the Supreme Court, because of that, I am optimistic that we're going to prevail in the end.
Yeah, you are my optimistic buddy, that's for sure, right? So, all right, let's talk about the case down with Fani down in Georgia, Fani Willis. And you heard the judge came down and basically said that the prosecutor can't be on the case anymore. How was she able to stay on the case?
Yeah, well, the judge says one of you has to step down. So she said, have him step down. You know, I'm staying on it. I'm staying on the case. Politically, let me say politically, it was a smart move for that judge probably because he's in the same district. And so, you know, if he just totally smashed the prosecutor and the district attorney, you know, the Democrat base, which is there, the heavy Democrat majority, would probably vote to boot him out. So he sort of split the baby, if you will. But actually, it's in the long run, actually, it looks like it's going to be advantageous for the Trump side because now we still have Fannie Willis. She's still the, you know, the district attorney. And so her face will still be there, which, number one, hurts the credibility of the case as far as the jury's concerned. They're going to see her. They're going to know who she is. They're going to know what she does, what she stands for. It's going to weaken the case, point one. Point two, it's going to make – she's going to be the issue even more than Trump. Just the fact she's there in court. Everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, that's the person that did X, Y, and Z and lied and perjured, et cetera. And number three, it's going to prevent this case from going to trial probably clearly now before the November election. It's going to go up on appeal because of the split decision that was done. And, you know, so I think that's, you know, in the end is actually going to work out for Trump's, you know, betterment. And I think it's sort of ironic. At first blush, I was actually, frankly, a little discouraged because I thought it was very obvious they both need to be removed. But this is going to bring the appellate court in, which is going to stretch it out. And I think in the end, this district attorney as we'll have a short legal career after the state of Georgia is done with her.
I know, from your lips to God's ears, I mean, seriously, this is so bad. This is so disgusting, the things that they're doing to this guy and how they're doing them. And I want to talk about the New York issue and so forth and so on. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Looking for a lot more Brad Dacus when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a National Health Care Alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021 that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. Administration officials are actively pursuing an agreement to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and to increase humanitarian aid flowing to Gaza. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in. He will begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, right? So you can be part of the solution. Once you learn, once you get informed, and then you engage, it's all good. It all works. All right, Brad Dacus joins me. Always enjoy his time with me from Pacific Justice Institute and PJI.org. PJI.org. And Brad, again, always, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
All right, back to, is it Bonnie Willis? And one of the questions we didn't have time to just finish with was, will this be able to go out on appeal? Now, you were saying that they probably would be able to do the case by the time he becomes president. They won't have the case done or what have you. Will he, as president, have to show up at a court hearing?
Yeah. On appeal, it's I don't think he will likely have to show up at a court hearing on that kind of an appeal, no. You know, but it's going to be very interesting. It's going to draw the case out past the trial, and I think that's the most important part of this whole deal. Is it's going to take it off, just basically take it off the agenda, if you will, for election purposes, and that's the whole reason this lawsuit even exists. Everyone knows it's for election purposes. It's to stop Trump from being elected.
Oh yeah.
And so if they can't have the trial before the election, then they're not able to do their little pony show of hoax and everything else. So it's and it's a very, very weak case. The racketeering. Every expert that I've talked to, every person with jurisprudence knowledge in this area, sees this as it's just a bogus. It's not credible. If the case had been transferred to another county, another DA, there's a good chance that DA would have, you know, just said, "Forget this. I'm not going to move forward with it." This case is not something that I look at as anything to pay attention to. And of course, I mean, at this stage, except Fannie Willis and her interesting entertainment that she's provided for the America's families to watch. And then, but the interesting thing is coming up in New York with the outrageous amount that was set for the bond. I mean, $500 million. I mean, that's crazy. And the interesting thing is that a decision written by Ruth Bader Ginsburg before she passed away, I think it was in 2018, 2019, she had written a very important decision where the Supreme Court held that the Eighth Amendment excessive fines clause applies not just to federal actions, but also to state governments, state actions. And at the end of the day, I think that's going to come into play.
Really?
And then in 1971, the court also applied the Eighth Amendment as far as dealing with excessive bonds or bails. So I think that's what's going to happen, and it's so outrageous. Is this appellate court in New York going to be the ones to correct it?
Oh, no.
You know, I'm not betting on it. They're all just radically to the left. They're elected by people to the left. It may have to go be expedited to the Supreme Court after going through the state Supreme Court. But, you know, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we've done that before, rapid fire, and been successful. So, we'll have to wait and see. But it is unheard of. It is outrageous. It is this, Alan Dershowitz came out and talked about it and how it is, just a total abomination of the whole concept of justice, our courts. He was very emphatic about it. And, of course, Alan Dershowitz is, the Harvard Emeritus Professor who is the known liberal, the most famous liberal constitutional law attorney in America, and he just finds it absolutely disgraceful what they're doing to Trump in New York.
Yeah, I know. When I heard him talking about that, I was thinking the same thing you did. I said, this guy is no fan of Trump's, so this must be extremely egregious in order for him to get involved at this level.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it is, because he's not a fan of Trump. He's a liberal.
Yeah.
He didn't vote for Trump, but he does understand what this would mean to our system of justice moving forward, and for people wanting to ever run for office, it just becomes too risky, and it shouldn't be risky to run for office.
I know.
With the exception of traditional campaign, procedures of debates and mud throwing and stuff. You shouldn't have to worry about being prosecuted and issued a huge bail, a bond, that makes it impossible for you to pay, and then put in a slammer. And that's what New York says. That is what they feel like they can do to anyone that doesn't toe their agenda, their radical left agenda.
Yep.
And that is horrific. And that's why I've heard Mark Cuban, came out, and he said, this is outrageous. I'm not doing business in New York.
Oh, yeah, a couple of them did. Biggies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, biggies. So we're going to see that. I wouldn't be surprised, frankly, if at the end of the day, if this thing stood up, which I don't think it will, that I can see, Wall Street maybe saying, maybe we should move to Florida. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, who is it? Kathy Hochul, the governor. It's like, no, wait, this is just an isolated case. This won't happen to anybody else, right? She's trying to fix this now, and she can't. It's too late.
And the strange thing is, by her saying that, implicates her all the more.
I know, right?
Yeah. When she says it won't happen to anyone else. In other words, we're just being tyrannical against him because we don't want him to run for to be in president. So that's why we're being tyrannical. It's just for political, just for him. Oh, really? Well, thank you, tyrant and dictator, because we're going to trust you no more than we trust a dictator of a country that they're not going to abuse their power and discretion for others that they don't like. We have a lot of work to do, and I know we at Pacific Justice and other legal organizations are doing what we can to clean up a lot of this corruption. But at the end of the day, the Supreme Court's going to have to step in, and I think they will, and they'll do so appropriately.
All right. Second ruling that kind of makes us a little nervous, the Santa Fe, and part of the Supreme Court actions, they kind of opened the door. Now, you know better than I do, but they opened the door to allow local elected, you know, senators, assembly people, whatever, however you know, the local elected to that state, to be removed from a ballot, to be disqualified for engaging, not being found guilty of, but engaging in insurrection or providing aid and comfort to enemies of the Constitution. Now, that's scary. That's extremely scary because I think is it Oregon and Washington State has already nixed, I think, 7 or 8elected officials from running again.
Right, right. And those were officials who decided not to, they boycotted basically the legislature to prevent them from moving forward to have a quorum on legislation that they opposed. So he said, we're not coming to work, we're not going to show up. And the rule was that you have to show up, you're allowed so many days not to be there, unexcused. Little different scenario, but still a little concerning, very concerning whenever you're taking anyone off the ballot for the people, the voters, to be able to choose from and to decide ourselves. But then this other matter is outrageous. Everyone should be entitled, and I believe the Supreme Court would support this, to due process under the law, and that proper due process means a trial, an ability to defend whether or not you did engage in insurrection in the actions that were alleged. That's not there, and that's what makes this very arbitrary and opens the door for horrific political abuse to keep people off the ballot, which is a major, major concern if we really want the people to be the ones deciding as opposed to a few elites who have power trips.
Yeah, this was a former New Mexican County Commissioner. He was kicked out of office because he was convicted of trespassing during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, the way they write it, okay? And then a judge barred him from office. So I'm finding this kind of nerve-shattering, if you would, because
right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's not
scary. It's not the same as being convicted of insurrection, per se,
right.
as opposed to the grounds that, you know, that he was...
Okay, we got to go for commercial. Sorry, made you talk long. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's always fun to have you with us, to have you working through these kind of things. I want to welcome Brad Dacus back to the show. He is the founder of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. Love what they do for people. And you can check them out at PJI.com. PJI.com, and you know what Brad doesn't do that I'm going to do for him. Apparently, he thinks we're in communist China or something, and everything is free. So you want to head over to PJI.com, and you know what? He tries cases for free. That doesn't mean that it's the Supreme Court or the courts he goes into, the papers he files. They go, oh, you're the guy that does everything for nothing. Okay, we won't charge you any fees. No, they have to pay the fees. They depend on donations. They depend on resources and what have you. So if you feel that they're a worthy organization, head over to PJI.com, PJI.
.org.
.org. Yeah, do that one too.
PJI.org. PJI.org.
Oh, God. PJI.org. Org. O-R-G. Org. PJI.org. And if you go to the other one and they ask for donations, don't give them any. I don't know who they are, but don't do it. Anyway. All right. So
Okay, Brad. Back to this this issue that's going on there in New Mexico. The thing that concerns me, though, again, is that there's nothing in the verbiage anywhere that says they've been convicted of. Right? I mean, are we innocent until proven guilty? How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if they made a determination that he wrongfully entered the Capitol, or you know, et cetera. I mean, the determination must be clear that it was an insurrection and that he was guilty of attempting insurrection. That has to be the finding. And mind you, legislatively, the only way actually that could actually be found is for Congress to pass a law explicitly articulating such facts as supporting insurrection. And Congress has not, and that's what the Supreme Court held. So I think that this is ripe for a challenge, and I would not be surprised if it wasn't challenged. Unfortunately, it may not be successful before the election, which may be the whole strategy of those corrupt politicians there in New Mexico.
Yeah. Well, it's just, again, just amazing how this is all going down. Okay, somebody... yeah, you know what? We've already beat that to death. Because somebody sent me another comment about the Letitia James issue and said, you know, she could start seizing property on Monday. And, you know, no crime, no victim, no anything, and yet she could start doing it. If she seizes the property, knowing that the appeals are going out there, they've made it almost impossible for him to get a bond because... I don't know if they changed that today, but they made it impossible for him to get a bond because even the 30 bond companies he went to and banks said, look, if you're not running these, we don't know what's going to happen to them because the judge barred them from doing business in New York, right?
Right, right.
So if they're not doing it, they're not running it, there's no guarantee. I mean, can you see Letitia James trying to run one of these places for real?
Oh, good night. Yeah, no, the government is so good at running.
Yeah, we see that. Right.
So good. Yeah, it's a disaster. Disaster. Yeah. Just go to Cuba. You'll find out real quick.
Oh, it works out real well for them too. All right.
Yeah.
So let me give you a quick one too. A lawsuit from an Indiana high school. A federal lawsuit claims that the girls' track coach at Lake Central High School in St. John, Indiana. Banned the student athletes from gathering to pray before meets. You know about this one?
No, this is the first I've heard of it.
So let me see. The lawsuit alleges that Coach Ron Frederick, he became upset when he saw some of the girls gathering to pray during a warm-up. The coach warned the girls, don't let me see you do that again. On March 4, 2024, the coach explicitly told the girls that they must not be seen praying together or as a group at a high school track meet or they wouldn't be allowed in the game. So, God, this is just amazing. According to Coach Frederick, the only option was for those who wish to pray to engage in an individual moment of reflection alone in a small group of two, maybe three. He added that any moment of reflection should be limited to 5 seconds, like a moment of silence during the national anthem. Is this legal?
No, it's not. It's not. And, that school district should try to quickly settle this thing as fast as they can. It's real clear how the Supreme Court would rule on this. You know, the students have a right, and we talk about this in our book, Reclaim Your School. Students have a right to be able to get together and pray before school, after school, athletic events, during lunchtime. They can have a Bible study if they want during lunchtime. There's so much freedom that students have. Both individually, collectively, even as a club under the Equal Access Act, federal law. So, this is a slam dunk. The students, you know, win. The coach loses. And the only question is, does that school district have a school board with enough competence and real qualifications and even a legal counsel for that school board? Do they have enough competence to advise them to on what they need to do and do it now, because it's just going to cost them, dollars at the end of the day and court costs and fees and et cetera. But yeah, the students are completely correct, and we at Pacific Justice would defend students like this all over the country without blinking an eye, without charge.
Yeah, it's really interesting in dealing with, you know, being on a school board and dealing with multiple law firms, because we don't just have one. I think we have three or four. Always interesting to see how they approach things. And obviously, because we're paying them, their first inclination is to defend the district. You know, what are we going to do to defend the district? And you've taught me over the years, and I won't say I've tripped them up, but I've got them thinking when I say, okay, listen, if you're the attorney for the opposition, what would you do to us? What would be the kind of things we would be looking for, you'd be looking for, to be able to win this case? And she's come up with that a couple of times where she said, well, look, you're really pushed up against the line here. You may even have stepped over the line. So you need to fix this, because that's what I would go after. You know what I'm saying? So she points out the areas that we might be on shaky and or gray ground. And you're right. When it comes to the kids, it's they pretty much have, I won't say total rights, but they do have rights, freedom of speech and that kind of stuff. Except in California.
In California as well. And we went to bat against Bakersfield, of all places.
Wow.
They were having a problem with allowing teachers to be present when they were praying around a flagpole collectively. And we called them out on that, and they reversed their policy and said, okay, yeah, teachers, they can be there and have their heads bowed at the same time, outside the circle. So, students have a right to do this, and it's just such a shame. We have so much ignorance, and part of that's because of where these, you know, superintendents get their education. It's biased, it's to the left, it's in universities, et cetera, that really don't have much regard for religious tolerance, for the free exercise of religion, people with religious convictions. And so that sort of manifests itself in the way of bad policies that end up leaving them in court. And we at Pacific Justice will straighten them out one way or the other.
Well, I do have some good news tonight that we can kind of get close to ending on. I don't know if you know this, but Russian President Vladimir Putin, he won a fifth term with 87% of the vote. You don't want to congratulate him? I mean,
yeah. Well, when you kill your opponents,
jail
your
them,
primary opponents, you jail them and kill them. Of course, I'm just so glad that we in the United States would never do that to people running for office. We had to put them in jail just for political reasons. Yeah, everyone knows that's exactly what we're doing. Not once, not twice, but four times. And I think the good news, American voters realize it. And I think there's still enough common sense.
I hope
not
so.
To. Yeah, I'm hoping to. I'm hoping to.
I'm really hoping. I'm trying to be really optimistic about this, but every time I look at this stuff, I just scratch my head and go, how did they come up with that? You know, I was real quick, and you don't really have to comment on this one. I guess that Obama appointed judge ruled that illegal immigrants can carry guns in the U.S. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if being here illegally is a felony, but if you've committed a felony, you're not allowed to carry a gun. You know, if that kind of thing. So just trying to figure that one out. But let me ask you about this one real quick. Is Trump filed a lawsuit against ABC, I don't know if you know about this, and George Stephanopoulos for calling him a rapist during the interview with Nancy Mace. Well, he was never convicted of rape. Right?
Right, right.
So how much money is he going to get on this? $400
million? It's it's a libel, slander, defamation case. He's got to prove up not only that it wasn't true, which is obviously not true, but that Stephanopoulos knew or that he was aware that it was not true and acted with complete indifference, with malice intent, malicious intent. So
hard to do.
It's going to be hard just because... All right. Because Trump is a public figure, it makes it much more difficult.
And he brings some of it on himself. All right, listen, PJI.org, PJI.org. Head over there, get informed, then engage, and help them out. All right, God bless, Brad. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. We're going to look at the true meaning of Easter, and should we even call it Easter? We'll be back in a bit.